Every week we take a few minutes to look at how the news is ricocheting through social media. Today, that tweet from Rupert Murdoch, the conservative Australian media mogul who owns Fox News, among other outlets, wrote a tweet supporting Ben Carson that also insulted President Obama. Murdoch has since tweeted an apology of sorts, but the conversation rages on online. Julia Turner is editor-in-chief at Slate. Julia, remind us what the tweets were.
Well, first, Rupert Murdoch tweeted, "Ben and Candy Carson, terrific. What about a real black president who can properly address the racial divide and much else?" This was immediately met with much opprobrium on Twitter, as people pointed out that it was absurd to suggest that Obama is not a real black president, and it was a very offhand and glib way to address the issue generally. And there was so much pushback that Rupert Murdoch tweeted, "Apologies, no offense meant, personally find both men charming."
Okay, so those are the two tweets. Some people felt that the backing away was as offensive, because if you're going to say something, stick with it. But here is Ben Carson then being asked about all of this on CNN by Wolf Blitzer.
"I know Rupert Murdoch. He's not a racist by any stretch of the imagination. He's just expressing his opinion. I think it's much to do about nothing."
Well, but Wolf Blitzer, Julia, also tried to get Ben Carson to say, what do you think about what was implied by Rupert Murdoch's tweet, which is that President Obama is not a black president? And Ben Carson refused to say that he was. So has this all launched?
Well, I think part of why this tweet engendered such a fast and furious response is that what Rupert Murdoch is doing here is poking at the embers of a long simmering toxic fire that has been burning really since Obama rose to prominence on the national political scene.
Yes, there is a huge history here. David Graham wrote a piece in The Atlantic that we'll link everyone to, everything from blacks saying that because Obama was the son of a Kansas white mom and a Kenyan black dad, he didn't have the American slave experience in his lineage, so he was not black. But then there were whites like Joe Biden saying, in effect, that President Obama was a good black because he was clean and articulate. So this conversation has gone on for a while.
Yeah, and, you know, I think people who've watched the conversation and watched this fire burn for a long time will consistently point out, if you look like a black man, your experience in America is that of a black man. And for a very wealthy Australian man to suggest otherwise and to have strong opinions about the authenticity of the American black experience seems preposterous. But another thing that I think is very interesting here is that this political cycle in particular has been very full of powerful men who tweet with abandon and don't seem to have canned messages. You know, one of the responses here was Pour Me Coffee, who's a prominent Twitter wag, wrote back to Rupert Murdoch, "Answer your phone, it's your communications VP." And I think there's an anticipation, an expectation these days, that people as prominent and powerful as Rupert Murdoch will be typically canny and careful about what they say in public. And it's a dynamic we've seen in the election as well. We've got candidates like Donald Trump, who just clearly seems to be running his own feed and saying whatever he thinks and enjoying poking and needling people with what feel like unvarnished opinions.
Well, great observation. And 2016 is not really even underway yet. Julia Turner, editor-in-chief at Slate, thanks so much.
Thank you.